Good Monday morning and happy Thanksgiving week. I'm Jake Sherman and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by H&R Block. Congress is out and the president is headed to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow. We've got a first in playbook this morning, the lineup for Harvard's congressional orientation, one of the hallmarks for new members of Congress. Speakers include Gary Cohn, who served as President Trump's top economic advisor, Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, and former Defense Secretary Ash Carter. On the 2020 front, our colleague David Siders has a piece up about how Beto O'Rourke has blown up the 2020 Democratic primary. Donors and potential campaign aides are waiting to see what he decides. Speaking of 2020, Mike Bloomberg has an op-ed in the New York Times where he explains why he's giving $1.8 billion for college financial aid. He's giving that gift to Johns Hopkins, his alma mater. Michelle Cottle, the New York Times editorial board member, has a piece up about how Democrats should get fighting over Nancy Pelosi out of their system. The Wall Street Journal also has a piece up about how John Bolton is shaping President Donald Trump's priorities. Mark Zuckerberg is taking a more aggressive personal style, telling top aides that the company is at war. That, according to the Wall Street Journal. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. He and Melania Trump will participate in the delivery of the White House Christmas tree at 1 p.m. He's having lunch with Vice President Mike Pence at 1:30. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.